views and opinions expressed on the following podcast are those of the persons appearing on the program and not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Center for ADHD Awareness Canada. Hi, everyone. This is Russ LeBlanc. I just wanted to say a few words before we start this edition of Club ADHD, the podcast. Yes, we are behind a little more than usual, but I have a good reason. I was, well, call it out of commission. I've got a few physical situations that I've had my entire life, and they just amplified as a result of a flat tire on New Year's Day. I won't get into the particulars, but I've been paying for it for a few weeks now. In other words, this podcast you're about to hear was supposed to be uploaded 2 weeks ago, but it's being uploaded in a matter of minutes after I get it all together here. So now you know why we're a little bit behind. I still think it's timely, even though we have a special guest that is, well, known for a specific time of year. But then again, the guy's got to rest. We don't want to stress him out any further with another interview or another task. So this might be the perfect time. Or maybe you're having a bit of the January blues. I'm sure this will put a smile on your face as well as provide you with some very interesting and unique tips and observations. That's what I call a teaser. In any case, I just wanted to explain where we're at. And oh yes, just for this edition, we won't have an edition of TNT, Tips and Tricks. But don't worry, Jason will return in our next podcast. And since we're going to be on a makeup mode, the podcasts will be uploaded on a fast and furious basis. Well, as fast as we can make it. In other words, we're going to get caught up. So I thought I'd pass along the information, and that's what I did. So without further ado, let's get to this edition of Club ADHD, the podcast. Oh, and just one more thing. Parts of this edition were recorded a few weeks ago, just to put it into context, including my little introduction spiel, as I call it. So now you know. Happy New Year! This is your cordial and ADHD host, Russ LeBlanc, saying welcome, welcome. Did I say welcome? The answer is yes. Welcome to what? Well, welcome to Club ADHD, the podcast. Edition number one for the year 2020, or 2020, depends how you look at it. I don't know, I haven't decided how I'm going to refer to the new year. Maybe I'll stick with 2020 for now. In any case, I'm glad you're aboard. I hope you survived the holidays. I hope they were good. If they weren't, you've survived. That's it. That's the golden feeling I can convey, right? Hey, look at it this way. You're still up and running. Or maybe walking, or even walking with a limp. Club ADHD has been created for us, by us, adults with ADHD. We have the podcast, we have the Facebook page, and the Twitter account. And links to all of these, or all of those, can be found on our webpage at clubadhd.ca. Yeah, it looks boring, but it's functional. And trust me, I'm going to upgrade it. I will. Why am I defending that? It's there, and you can hit the necessary links. Once again, thank you to the Center for ADHD Awareness Canada for their support. That's CADAC. And check out their website. CADDAC.ca. Lots of great information, strategies, and updates. They send out emailers and all that good stuff. It's great to have them helping us, not only here in Canada. Yes, they are focused towards Canadians or people who live in Canada with ADHD, but the information they provide, especially on their website, can be utilized wherever you are in the world. So once again, thank you to CADAC. Now, let's get to the holidays. Where, what happened? What a bit of a struggle. Had a loss in the family last summer, and that the first Christmas is a tough one. And had a few triggers, the depression and stuff. And even with this podcast here, I was meaning to get this done last week, and you know what it's like, right? And I was thinking today about New Year's resolutions. I wonder if somebody with ADHD came up with this concept. The concept of, well, it's a new year, a clean slate. I'm going to be doing this, and I'm going to do that, and that, and that. And then as the weeks roll along, the interest it depletes and you're back to your old habits. Does that sound familiar? I thought so. That's why I ask, you know, did someone with ADHD create this? Because that's what a lot of us with ADHD have to deal with. We, thanks to ourselves, that, oh, I'm going to be a better person tomorrow. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And the whole concept is okay on the surface, but it is flawed in my humble estimation. And here's why. Because it's one thing to say something. Okay, in a case of maybe a New Year's resolution, I'm going to lose 20 pounds next year. If you don't ask yourself how and keep asking yourself how, I think you're fighting a losing battle. Now, when it comes to something like I'm going to lose 20 pounds, maybe we might answer the first how. How are you going to do that? Well, I'm going to go out and exercise. How are you going to exercise? Well, I'm going to join a gym. And that's it, usually. So you got two or three hows answered. But if you stop there, you know, you've got to ask, okay, how am I going to get the money to pay for the gym? How am I going to condition myself to go to the gym? And how am I going to get myself around the thought of coming up with a plan once I'm in the gym? And how am I going to stick with all this? And how? Now, you could how yourself to death, but you still have to keep asking those questions. Because if you don't, it's, again, it's one thing to answer, to ask those questions. If you don't come up with a logical answer, they're just questions that are unanswered. And that's sort of like what we go through, right? Oh, tomorrow's a different day. I'm going to do this. Or maybe we go to a seminar. And even if you don't have ADHD, seminars are famous for this. You know, they'll pump you up. Yeah, and you leave the seminar and you're all pumped up. And as the hours go by, or maybe a day or two, you know, you're not as pumped up. And before you know it, you're back to where you were. So it is a temporary feeling. And that's the big thing that I look at is feeling. That's why we do things, the feeling. So where does that leave us? And where does that leave me? Because I'm a self-sabotager. I don't ask hows enough. I'm not rolling in it right now. I'm looking at that. I'm in a situation that if things, you know, I got hit with some pretty big obstacles. And if I don't address them, then things are going to get bad. I mean, they're bad now, maybe, but they're going to get worse. And a lot of people say, well, you know, you don't make a change in your life until you're at the absolute bottom. I don't want to be at an absolute bottom. You know, that's desperation. If we can cut things off at the pass, I'm all for that. So what happens? Well, if we say to ourselves, myself, that I'm going to do this, I'm going to fix the web page that is Club ADHD, it's boring, and how am I going to do it? Okay, well, if I have an answer, terrific. And if someone's willing to help me, if part of that how is find someone who can help me, I found somebody who could help me. Well, how do I keep going on to, you know, go to the next level? And sometimes we drop the ball. And that's when we condemn ourselves and we say, we're no good, whatever. We have to keep asking ourselves how. And it can be frustrating when you say, this is the way I'm going to do it, but I need some help. And yeah, that's the frustration. Society is not there in a lot of cases to help us because they don't understand us. But we are creative peoples. We are not only to be looked at as, well, you know, they are facing obstacles. We should be looked at, hey, they're pretty amazing as well. We do have an amazing side to us, a creative side. So maybe use that creative side to come up with an answer. The thing is, and yes, I'm telling you this, but I'm telling myself this as well. And I've often said this about this podcast, that when I talk to somebody or I'm talking to you, I'm at times talking to myself, or most often talking to myself. And that's always good, too, because at least when I'm talking, I'm not viewed as talking to myself because you're listening, even though I can't see you right now. So if somebody comes in, what are you doing? I'm singing. Have you ever had that happen? When you get caught talking to yourself and then someone catches you and you tell them, oh, I was singing or I was practicing a speech or whatever. You always come up with an option. that is not the true option. You never, I'm guessing that you never tell people, well, I'm just sitting here talking to myself. I'm sure there are some people who do that, who can say that. But with our egos at times, not egos, but with our self-esteem issues that can come with ADHD, we don't want to be viewed as, ooh, he's crazy. In any case, I digress. Yes, you're helping me, and hopefully I'm helping you. So I have to keep asking myself, okay, what are the challenges I'm facing? How am I going to do this? And how am I going to do that, to do this, to do this, to do that? There's always got to be a how. And the minute you stop asking how, then there's a good chance that you're not going to end up doing it. Not to say that you should spend all your time asking yourself how and not doing. You know, that's another issue. You know, I'm going to do this. Well, how are you going to do this? How are you going to get motivated? And that's the key word, too, as I was thinking about this before I turned on the microphone. Motivation for us can be a challenge because we get hyper-focused, excited about certain things, and then it dribbles off. How do we stay motivated? How do we stay motivated to lose the weight? Do we have to go to the point of, well, hey, you've got diabetes now. You've got to do it. Or if you don't do it, you're going to die. Okay, you didn't give me the details. No, you're going to die in a month if you don't smarten up. Yeah. Do we want to get in that situation? That desperation situation? Because, yeah, we can do amazing things in crisis, but I don't want to bank on that because it's not always the case. And it doesn't sound too enjoyable. So if we can cut things off at the pass, I think that's the way to go. So if I'm telling you this, I'm telling myself this. And another thing, too, is that I mentioned this before, but we can't keep going on and saying, you know, my life is bad and blah, blah, blah. We don't want to get pitied. We can't be in that situation. Tony, because you're not going to get the help. You're just going to get pity. Tony Robbins, Anthony Robbins, he had a good way of looking at things. Yeah, he's the tall guy with the big teeth, and he used to be on all the infomercials. And yeah, some of his how-to as far as creating a better life is somewhat questionable, walking on coals. But there are nuggets in his teachings. And I've listened to most of the tapes, and I get it. He capitalizes on NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. He uses that. I won't get into that, but you know, there's some good parts of that. And then he also, in parts of the program, will say, okay, envision that you are where you want to be. Just convince yourself that in your head for more than a moment. Visualize it. Now, how does that feel? And you might say, it feels great. Well, isn't that motivation? Or maybe you want a new car. And he said this, act like you are able to buy a new car. Go out to a dealership, go shopping. Now, the salespeople might not like it if they know what you're up to. However, yeah, you're doing them a favor. You give them practice. And there could be a time when you are going to buy a car. But visualize the fact that you have the abilities, even though you might not, the ability to go buy a car. And find out which car you like and maybe take it for a test drive. And how does that feel? Well, that can be another motivation. Now, I'm not just saying this for people who want new cars, but anything. And it's all good. And I've known this. But again, with me, if I don't put it into practice, which I have the habit of not doing, and maybe you share the same feeling, then we're not going to get anywhere. So just some tips for you to overcome those, you know, New Year's resolutions or those daily resolutions. Stop making them just resolutions and turn them into reality. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit down and write out how. I hope that was good for you. It was pretty good for me. At least, I think it was. Now let's change gears and get set for the interview portion of the podcast. Okay, the holidays have come and gone. They're a very busy time for many people. But I'm thinking of one person in particular during one night. That night is Christmas Eve. This person is extremely busy. I wonder who I'm referring to. Well, he lives up north, way north. And you know what? Even though he hasn't been officially diagnosed with ADHD, he feels that he has traits that can be associated with ADHD. Good traits and somewhat questionable traits, challenges. So I thought, hey, why not find out more about this? And since he's been known to be a very worldly man and he gets things done, if he has ADHD traits, how does he get things done in such a short amount of time? Well, let's find out. And now, as promised, the one, the only, boy, this is a first time for this podcast, Santa Claus. Hello, Santa.
Hello to you, too, and thank you for having me on this podcast. Oh, I feel so honored.
Again, we're the ones who should be thankful, especially after the very busy time you've just experienced, as you normally do in December, even though this is a quiet time. Boy, that busyness must keep you busy, if that makes sense.
That's right. Oh, it was a busy, busy time. And of course, the busy time leading up to Christmas Eve. Traveling all over the world. It certainly can get exhausting. That's why I'm taking a little bit of R&R, rest and relaxation.
Well, Santa, when it comes to rest and relaxation, especially in January, you certainly deserve it. Now, as you know, this podcast is about ADHD. And from what I understand, you think you might have ADHD?
Well, I'm not exactly concrete sure. I've never been analyzed for ADHD. But looking back in what I know about ADHD, I would not be surprised if I didn't have it.
Oh, so you've never been diagnosed? No elves or doctors up in the North Pole who could do that?
Well, I have one elf. His name is Dr. Smarty Pants. And, well, he thinks that I have ADHD.
Well, that should do it, right? He's a doctor.
Well, not a medical doctor. He has his doctorate. And unfortunately, it's nothing to do with medicine. He's an acoustic service person, I guess. He has his doctorate in acoustic service.
Well, I guess that makes sense. It's got to be noisy up there.
Yes, isn't it the truth? But with all the noise, it's easy to get distracted.
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking. You know, with ADHD, if you do indeed have it, we ADHDers, we can get distracted. And if you get distracted, well, that could be a problem.
Yes, I can get distracted. Yes, and it can be and is a problem. But you know what I've done? I have people to help me stay on track. The elves and all my support team, you know, I couldn't do what I do without them because I travel around the world and it can get very, well, not only exhausting, it can get confusing. And my brain just keeps going and going and going. And sometimes I have to have people and tools to keep me on track.
You know something, Santa? That is the solution on how to maintain focus when you have ADHD.
Oh, yes. And I've been doing that for years. You know, back way, way back when I first started doing this, I was all over the place. I didn't know if I was coming or going. And then my elves had some suggestions and they said they could help. And you know something? They have. And it's made my life so easy. Well, not really. Easier, I should say.
Well, that's right, Santa. If we get the proper help, our lives can be easier and we can be more productive.
Oh, you're so right. That's the key thing up here in the North Pole, to be productive. Although these past few weeks, I'm taking it easy, but then it's time to get going and we have to make a plan, stick to the plan, and then, fingers crossed, everything will work out. But sometimes you have some things that are quite unexpected.
That makes sense, Santa. Plans do work. They can work for us. And as you say, there are times when we have plans, then all of a sudden, the unexpected. And that's the situation for us. Can we be easily thrown? Well, at times we can. But there are other times.
Yes, there are other times. And you know, that's why I have elves to help me, but I also have a focus. I'm so passionate about what I do. And learning more about ADHD, that's the thing, that we can be very passionate. I say we, even though I'm not diagnosed, I still consider myself part of the group. And our hyper-focus, as it's called, can be used to our benefit. And that's why I can do the things that I can do. Even though, I'll tell you this, I can be at times rather disorganized.
Well, you're preaching to the converted here, Santa Claus. Yeah, we can be disorganized. But I would think that someone of your stature, someone of your importance, and someone who has to do something in a short amount of time, that staying focused and having a plan is paramount.
Well, thank you for those kind words. But I have to remind everyone that we're all important. You don't have to be a big jolly guy in a sleigh flying around to be important. You are important. Now, that said, it is very important to have a plan. However, I might not be the right guy to make that plan. That's why I look for help. And that's where some of my elves come in. They're like my coaches. They can help me create a plan. And it's okay to ask for help, and they're there to help me. And together, we can do some pretty good things. And yes, over the years, I've done what some people consider to be very novel things. But I've got to tell you something. There was a time, back when I was very young, when I was ridiculed. And that was not good.
What, Santa ridicule? That doesn't sound right.
But it's true. You know, me being overweight, and I've had this beard for so long, but I understand it's in fashion these days, but it wasn't always the case. And my hair and the outfit, well, we kind of worked with the outfit. But if you catch my drift, yes, people would look at me, point and laugh and stare and make things totally uncomfortable for me.
Well, you know something, Santa? You're not alone. Not to the fact about weight and beard, but people look at us being adults with ADHD. Sometimes we are subjected to ridicule, usually when we're not around. And some of these comments come from people who claim to know about ADHD.
It's one thing to say you understand it, but saying is not enough. You have to really understand it, get the real truth. And getting back to what I was saying is that I was, at a time, very down when these people would ridicule me. But with the help of a support team, and I won't get into the long story how the elves and I connected, but I'm very thankful that we have connected because we've done some great things. With their support, it instilled some purpose in my life, as well as it helped my self-esteem. And if I come across that I have good self-esteem, then it might catch on with others. Because if we just sit there and wallow in our grief and wallow that, oh, woe is me, yes, we have at times reasons to be down. But if we go and just say that it's hopeless, people are going to believe it. And if we paint the picture that we are incapable of getting up, standing up on our own 2 feet, or way up in the air thanks to reindeer, that they will never believe in us. If we don't believe in us, if we don't paint that picture that, yes, I am important, I can do things, and I'm going to show you, even if I need some help, if we don't do that, people will believe that we're useless. And no one wants to feel that they're useless. Oh, no way.
How true, Santa. Unfortunately, there are some people who brand us with negative labels. And if we start believing those negative labels, we'll just get more labels.
Yes. And there comes a time when they must be stopped. The pile of labels must be stopped. You know, I'm not trying to be a psychiatrist. I'm just a guy who flies around the world every once in a while. But I've been around the block, and I've seen things, and I've done things, and experienced things. And in my lifetime, which, thank goodness, has been very, very long, I have learned things. And because I've been around for a long time, I can take those things that I've learned from and harness them to make me a better person, and in turn, will help me help others. Because that's what I'd like to do.
Santa, you bring up some good points, because after all, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will.
Yes, that is so right. You know, I mentioned about my belly. I think I did mention it. You know, people used to look at me and say, oh, look at that guy. Oh, he's so obese. And they even called me fatty. It bothered me. I couldn't help the way I looked. And plus, I like those milk and cookies. But when I felt better about myself, I painted a picture, and not just my weight, but the overall appearance. And I started doing good things because I felt better. I started helping people. And in doing so, people started to look at me differently, in a good way. And you know something? These days, people don't look at me and say, hey, fatty. They might say, oh, he's got a belly, a bowl full of jelly. You know what they say? They don't say fatty. They say jolly. So their perceptions have changed so that it isn't a negative. And I would like to think that I, as well as my elves, had something to do with that change.
Santa, I have no doubt that you did indeed have something to do with that. Now, I want to go back to something else you mentioned. You mentioned that you feel it's okay to ask for help. And I would assume in doing so, it's not a sign of weakness. Am I right about that?
Oh, Rusty, you're so right. You know, we can't do everything. And as I mentioned, even I can't do everything. I have to have some support. And if we don't ask, we won't get. That's the old saying. Now, some people get confused with that. They keep asking and asking and asking, and they get nothing in return. And that can be extremely frustrating. Oh boy, can it ever. But it shouldn't stop you. By the same token, we can't put our hat in hand and look pitiful. Because if we look pitiful and we act as if we're looking for pity instead of help, then we will be pitied. And when I say help, I say, no, you just don't go up to someone and say, oh, I'm struggling, help me. It's not going to work. You don't want to come across as if you're looking for someone to do the entire job. You want to show that you are doing something, you just hit a roadblock, and you need help for that roadblock.
Well, it's kind of funny you say that, Santa, because I just mentioned earlier about the how. How are we going to do this? How are you going to help me in this case?
Yes, being vague, in my opinion, won't get you too far. You might get lucky, but most often you won't. You have to be specific. Now, the more I think about it, there are two ways to look at it. You can approach someone with your plan and tell them that, oh, here's an aspect of the plan I need help in, and I think you can help me. Can you help me? Or if you're at a position where things just seem totally lost, you don't know what to do, approach someone to say, listen, I want to create a plan. Here's my goal. Can you help me devise a plan? By doing so, you're implying that, hey, I'm not looking for you to do all the work. I just want you to help me with the plan. I'm willing to do the work. Now, here is the big bonus, especially for the person who you are approaching. You are asking them for help, specific help, because you feel that they have the expertise to help you. When someone is approached by a friend or whomever and is seeking for help, and they imply that, yes, you're the right person to approach, then the person receiving that question can't help but feel good. Now, there are times that people have to charge for this, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about approaching a friend, say, or a relative. You're making them feel good because you, without really coming out and saying it, you value their input. You value their expertise, or you could come out and say it. And when you say that to someone, that someone will surely feel good about themselves. So it's sort of a win-win situation. Oh, I like win-win situations.
Once again, Santa, you're making perfect sense.
Oh, well, thank you. Now, here's something I also want to get across. Please don't take advantage of people who are offering to help you. And speaking of help, here's something that some people just can't get in their mind. It's okay not to know everything. We're not built that way. Oh, we just aren't, no matter if we have ADHD or if we're just termed as normal, whatever that is. We don't know everything. That's why, to me, it's important to work with people who know various aspects of things that I don't know about. And that's where my elves come into play. Because I have a lot of elves and a lot of knowledge in those elves because of the variety of people, the variety of elves that help me. And I would like to say we make a pretty good team. Oh, and before I forget, I would be totally remiss not to acknowledge Mrs. Claus. Oh, she's so important in my life, in my team, and just in my corner. Oh, she's wonderful, and I don't know how she can put up with me at times. And she puts up with the elves, too.
Yes, Santa, it sounds like you're very fortunate, and we're fortunate that you're around as well. Now, just before we leave, I want to touch upon something that you spoke to me about before we started recording the podcast. You mentioned about living life and not getting too caught up in the mechanics side of things. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Well, I would like to say this. I am of the opinion that we shouldn't get caught up on trying to figure out how to live our lives instead of living our lives. Now, that's not to say that we can ignore some things that will make our life better or the lives of the people around us better. Oh, no, I'm not saying that. But I am saying that we have to put it into context and make sure that we're not spending too much time on trying to figure out how to live our lives or maybe the way somebody else wants us to live our life. Because the important people around us and ourselves will lose that aspect of living. I hope I'm making sense. I just want to tell you that even though an ADHD's focus can be altered at times and sometimes hyper-focused, do not focus on the wrong things. Focus on life. Because it is worth living and we only have one. And are the lives of the people around us, our loved ones. So if I can say that, I'm happy, and I just did, so I guess I'm happy.
Well, Santa, that's one thing we've never seen, or at least I've never seen, you sad. You're always an up type of a guy, and that's good to have around us here. And it's great to have us during the holiday season as well. So I'd like to thank you for taking the time to talk to us. You brought up some excellent points. You told us how you maneuver around ADHD traits, and I'm sure that you've helped a lot of people listening and brought a smile or two to some people as well. So once again, thank you, Santa, for all you do, and we look forward to seeing you next Christmas Eve. No, wait a minute. We're not allowed to see you on Christmas Eve, right?
To see me on Christmas Eve. I creep in and I creep out. That's the magic of Santa Claus. And I would like to thank you, Rusty, for this podcast. And I would like to wish everyone listening all over the world, do your best to have a happy life. And by all means, be good to one another.
Oh, there you have it in all its glory. And I go around saying, no, I don't have a split personality. I hope the people I said that to didn't listen. It was different, right? I hope you liked it. And if you didn't, don't hate me for trying. Am I questioning myself? I think so. Well, that's about all the time we have for this edition of Club ADHD, the podcast. Before we go, I'd like to thank the folks at Kodak. That's the Center for ADHD Awareness Canada for all their help. Please be sure to visit their website. That's CADDAC.ca. Thank you for being so understanding. Yes, I'm recording this after the fact. Yeah, the other stuff I recorded a couple of weeks ago, but yeah, I had some physical problems, but I'm over it. That's right. I'm thinking positive, folks. And we're going to start churning out those Club ADHD podcasts as soon as possible, if not sooner, so we get caught up. After all, this is a brand new year. So what did I do? I started off the brand new year, the brand new decade, slowly. Oh, well. Hey, I hope you're feeling well. If you're not, things can get better. Visit our Facebook page. Tell us a bit about yourself. Answer some of the questions on there. Participate in the conversations, as well as the Twitter account. We'd love to have you there, especially if you're like me, if you're like us, an adult with ADHD. And on that note, this is your cordial and ADHD host, Russ LeBlanc, saying, whenever and wherever you can, say it loud, say it proud, ADHD is real. Bye for now.